From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush officially created the White House Office of Homeland Security today. Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge has been sworn in as its chief. Also today, White House aides gave new details about the decisions leading up to yesterday's military strikes. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says President Bush decided last Tuesday to go ahead with military action against Taliban targets in Afghanistan. But she says it was several more days before the president gave the final order to proceed with the attacks. Rice's account is the first detailed look at what happened at the White House in the days and hours leading up to what the administration says is only the beginning of a long war against terrorism. Rice and White House Counselor Karen Hughes, who also briefed reporters, say the president decided to strike only after several other components of the U.S. campaign were set in place. These included a plan to airdrop food and medicine right after the attacks. Rice says Sunday was chosen to launch the assault because the timing was considered right in all respects. The president picked the date last Friday during a National Security Council meeting in the White House Situation Room. She says President Bush asked General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, if the military was ready to go. When he said yes, the president sat back in his chair and responded, "All right then, we're ready to go." Rice and Hughes say a final National Security Council meeting was held Saturday morning. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who just returned from the Middle East, told the president that support for the U.S. operation remained firm. Mr. Bush then ordered the attack to proceed. The White House advisors characterized these decisions as part of the president's broader campaign to combat terrorism. Another component of the plan took effect today with the creation of an Office of Homeland Security to coordinate domestic anti-terrorism efforts. In a swearing-in ceremony for Director Tom Ridge, President Bush said the nation faces new threats and needs new defenses.
I've given Tom and the Office of Homeland Security a mission to design a comprehensive, coordinated national strategy to fight terror here at home. We faced a united and determined enemy. We must have a united and determined response.
The president has directed Ridge to coordinate the work of dozens of federal, state, and local agencies to ensure that the country is protected against another terrorist attack and to help it recover from any attacks that do occur.
The Homeland Security Office has a series of specific goals and will have my authority to meet them. One, take the strongest possible precautions against terrorism by bringing together the best information and intelligence. In the war on terror, knowledge is power. Strengthen and help protect our transportation systems, our food and water systems, and our critical infrastructure by making them less vulnerable to attack.
The White House has dismissed concerns by some lawmakers that Ridge won't have enough power to be effective. While he can offer advice on agency budgets, he won't have direct control over how funds are spent. Today, Ridge said he faces an immense challenge and called on those he'll be working with to cooperate.
We must open lines of communication and support like never before between agencies and departments, between federal and state and local entities, and between the public and private sectors. We must be task-oriented. The only turf we should be worried about protecting is the turf we stand on.
Pam Fessler, NPR News, The White House.